Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Now, we have a message for our caring adults. Our podcast is now available on Amazon Alexa. Download the Be Calm on Awe Island skill now and say, "Open Be Calm on Awe Island." Thanks for listening. Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Do you have everything you want for our story today? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. You feel connected and loved. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Imagine you are relaxing on soft sand. The grains sparkle in the sunshine. Cup your hand and scoop up some sand. Feel the warmth in your hand. Let your fingers open. The smooth sand flows between them. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the warm sand. You take a deep dragon breath in and out. And drag your fingers through the soft sand. Loving energy flows up through your fingers, warming your hands. You smile as you see the lines and feel the spark of creativity and imagination. Your arms and legs soften, warmed by the sand. Loving energy from the earth gently flows into them. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine drawing a tiny circle and then continuing to draw a circle after circle, spinning out from the first one. You have created a soothing swirl in the soft, warm sand. The earth empowers you with more loving energy. It gently flows into your back and tummy, and you relax even more. another idea dances into your mind. Enjoy the sensation of warm, gentle energy flowing up through your neck and into your head as you admire the swirl in the sand. Loving energy flows through your body. Enjoy the sensation as your neck and shoulders loosen. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. The sand embraces you with a loving hug. Feel the earth's loving energy flow into your heart. You place your hands on your chest. Your heart is happy and warm. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You feel safe and inspired as you trace your heart in the silky, smooth sand. Warmth, love, and contentment flow through your body. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. You are full of love and draw a curve in the sand. As you finish your design, you notice that it looks like a sideways 8 or an infinity sign. You continue to trace the infinity symbol as you take another deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoy feeling warmth, love, and strength as you trace the symbol. You are connecting with the universe. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly, in and out. As you breathe, more energy flows through you. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the universe, thankful for the peace and creativity it provides. The universe will share your love. Your entire body is calm. Loving energy continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften even more, completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cozy Cardboard. It was dark in the back of the truck where the cardboard box sat, patiently waiting. Chance was surrounded by oodles of other boxes. Some had just begun their journey and could hardly contain their excitement. Others, in the middle of their journey, felt a bit tired and cranky. Already the cardboard box had been on two trucks and a plane before being placed on this truck. It certainly had been a long trip. Now that Chance was reaching the end of his travels, he began to feel excited once again. The cardboard box felt the truck slow down and stop, as it had many times before. Then, the doors opened and light poured into the truck. Chance was lifted up, and he knew it was time. The doorbell rang, and when the door opened, the cardboard box was sitting on the stoop. Chance had been on a very long journey and felt relieved and a little nervous now that his task was almost complete. What would he do now? The cardboard box took a deep dragon breath in and out. As the person carried him into the house and set him on the table, Chance looked around, searching for a clue as to what might happen now. Then he realized he still needed to finish his delivery, so the cardboard box took another deep dragon breath in and out. And put his worries about the future aside. Chance took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled, ready to enjoy the present and each moment after. The person cut through the tape and opened the cardboard box up. Chance noticed a smile as the person lifted their treasure out. The cardboard box felt proud to have delivered a smile. Then Chance noticed something in the corner. A soft, cuddly kitty watched him intently, tail wagging back and forth. The cardboard box wondered what was going to happen and giggled a little as the kitty's bottom wiggled. Then the little kitty pounced. In an instant, the box had a new furry occupant. The kitty turned around amidst the packing paper. It purred as it rolled onto its back, exposing its fuzzy tummy. The person came over to the box and laughed at the little cat inside, then tapped his fingers on the edge. The little kitty inside jumped up and playfully patted the person's hand. Chance giggled. The soft kitty was tickling him. Soon, the kitty flopped back down into the box, purring loudly. The person carried the box and its precious cargo away from the table. He then set them down on the carpet in another room and gently placed a blanket over the top. The little kitty purred even more as Chance warmed up. The cardboard box agreed with the kitty. A nap seemed like a good idea. As the box settled into his new home, he thought he saw some kids peeking around the corner at him. Maybe after his nap, they would have a chance to play. Chance yawned. It had been a long journey to get to this house. He smiled as the kitty purred and purred, lulling the cardboard box into relaxation. Chance thought of all he had to be grateful for. First, he thanked the trucks and planes for getting him to the house safely. The box was happy to bring joy to the person and the little kitty. He was thankful to have completed his first job of transporting treasures. Most of all, Chance was happy his new job was holding something even more special. The cardboard box hugged the little kitty tight, wishing everyone happiness. As Chance relaxed, He took a deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box settled into the carpet. Chance took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The cardboard box drifted off to sleep, wondering if the kids would play later. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.